Okay, welcome everyone. It's June 30th, 2008. This is the meeting of the PNB Elections Committee. I'm Bob Lederer, the chair pro tem. Our secretary pro tem, Yoshi Yamanaka, is not here tonight. So I'm wondering if anyone else would volunteer to just take a few notes. It doesn't have to be formal minutes because we actually don't have a quorum. Would somebody be so kind?
Yeah, I guess I could do that as long as it remains with you.
Thank you very much, Carolyn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't actually have the roster in front of me, so why don't I just call the roll of the people I know are on this call, and then anyone else can chime in. Mm-hmm. So, Carolyn Bird.
Here.
Steve Brown.
Here.
Let's see. Bill Crozier.
I'm here.
Anthony Fest.
Here.
And Bonnie Simmons.
Here.
And let's see. Who did I leave out anyone?
Yourself.
Right. Bob Lederer. Okay. So we don't have a quorum, but for those listening, Robert's Rules does say that in cases where there's urgent business to be transacted, the committee can take the risk of holding the meeting and then running the possibility that when there's a properly constituted meeting with the quorum the next time, they might reverse anything we do. So I think then, as we discussed before we came on stream, we should just keep that in mind and not try to take kind of fundamental substantive votes, but more on process issues that the committee, when the full committee's here, they're not too likely to challenge. So we're going to go forward with that approach. So let me put forward the agenda that I had offered, and we might want to amend it in light of the lack of a quorum. What I had sent around was, after approving the agenda, the election of the chair and secretary, I think that's remains moot until we have any confirmation that the WPFW election of LSV members to this committee has occurred, and we haven't been notified that it has, and we had all agreed that that would wait until that event happens. So I think that's moot. The announcement of our next meeting date and the setting, which is in August, setting a September date, the review and approval of prior minutes, I think we might want to hold that off until there's a quorum. Report on the KPFK election recount, which will be impossible unless anyone from KPFK is on this call.
Hmm.
And a report from the report categories working group, which I thought would be the major discussion tonight. I was suggesting perhaps 40 minutes. So we could play that by ear. And then leftover items here, which I think we should again postpone. A motion by Rob Robinson to set up a task force on elections, and a motion regarding campaign finance reform, and then new business. So, and Carolyn had suggested adding, right after the report from the report categories working group, the a motion to establish some working groups tonight. So I agree with that. So any other changes to that proposed agenda?
Well, Carolyn here. I also wanted to add something else. We have quite a few unusual number of members who are not Yahoo members and do not access the file section of our list. Brian Shiratsuki offered to host a page. He's already set one up on his own for the elections throughout the network, and to let us put all of our files there if we want to, or anything we think we need to access. Considering that I think we want to add people to our work groups who are not members of this committee, and maybe not even members of the LSB, I think that would be very sensible to have an Internet website where all of the elections documents are located. So I'm wondering if there's any objection to that.
I won't be part of it.
Bonnie, is that you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, Bonnie, can you clarify when you say you won't be part of it? You are opposed to the committee establishing?
I am opposed to it going outside of the usual ways and means that we've been using.
Well, the problem is that if we have Well, I'm arguing the motion hasn't even come up yet, but there are problems with people on the work group who are not on the committee gaining access to the files that they need to do the work.
Well, I think in light of the fact that one member has concerns about this, that this is in the category of items that should wait till there's a meeting with quorum, and then we can vote on this.
These are public documents, by the way, so, I mean, Brian may elect to do it anyway, but I just thought that the committee should think about it and know that there are reasons why we need something that is not locked into our own Yahoo Groups list here, which many people can't get to.
Well, Bonnie, did you just want to explain a little more? If none of the documents are confidential, what is your concern?
I don't think that things should end up that are official business of ours on the Pacificania site.
Do you want to say why?
No.
Okay. All right, that's fine.
I think it's better if, I mean, God knows we have a lot of infrastructure here. Can't we just make use of it?
Well, that's what we tried. I think, Bill, you were going to talk to someone about using the Pacifica.
Yeah, I tried getting all of Pete for every
just
time.
Doesn't work.
I never had a response, and
I
haven't tried this last week. I was out of town last few days, but you know, if it seems like it was going to be difficult to get, if we have to go through Pete to post stuff on one of the Pacifica websites every time we have something, unless he can send it up so we can post it ourselves. Like,
well, yeah, I was just going to say, Bill, that when I was on the PNB, Pete once gave a short briefing to the PNB about how committee chairs and secretaries could get a password to post any relevant documents themselves without having to wait for Pete himself. So if we can just get him to do that training to, and it doesn't have to be, as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't have to be limited to the chair and the secretary. It could be any member of the committee who has legitimate committee business, you know, documents related to committee business could put them up. So let's not give up hope that that can pan out. So
maybe I should just suggest something specific like that.
That would be helpful because I think, you know, that's supposed to be the purpose of the Pacifica website is exactly for this type of official business.
Okay, I'll try again.
That makes real sense to me.
Thanks, Bill. All right, so let's get back to any other changes in the agenda that I'm suggesting, sort of informal agenda. If not, then without objection, if we can move forward to the question of the next meeting date. So since we're not having a quorum tonight, I think it would make a lot of sense for us to have one before the PNB's next meeting on July 25th. So is there any objection to figuring out a date in July rather than waiting till our next date in August? Okay, so hearing none, the floor is open for suggestions for a date in July.
Before the 25th.
Before the 25th, correct.
Well, looking at the KPFTX calendar,
Monday the 21st is open.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Good for Steve Brown. Can I ask a question? You said that the next PNB meeting is on July 25th. Isn't that also the time that the grassroots convention meets? I thought many of the PNB will be there, and so would some of the executives on the national office. Anybody aware of that? Is that a bad conflict?
I believe that came up.
What do you mean by many of the people will be there? Who will be at the?
It's my understanding that a number of people from the various stations, general managers, program directors, and other people go there who are usually at PNB meetings. And also, it's my understanding that some PNB members themselves might want to attend that. But I guess it was vetted by the PNB. If they have no quarrel with it, it's not for me to go further with it.
Okay. So let's get back to our date. The July 21st has been suggested. Does anyone have a problem attending that day? All right. Well, that was remarkably easy.
Maybe we should ask come up with a 2 or 3 dates, because there's probably going to
okay.
be some conflict with others that aren't on the call.
I think that's a good idea, but let's remember that Monday has always worked for this committee. This year has always worked, so I don't think we're going too far on a limb by suggesting a Monday. Now, the problem with the preceding Monday is that the personnel committee already has that night selected, and I think we may have one or two overlaps. So,
I have a question. Does
yes.
anybody know when the Finance Committee's been meeting? Because they said they've been
on
meeting
Mondays.
About weekly. Is there every
on
Monday?
On Mondays, and they're meeting a lot.
They have a meeting
well,
underway right now, I think.
Yeah, that's the problem we have right now, because several of our members are also on that committee.
Right. So maybe we should suggest a second choice of a different day of the week.
Okay.
Friday the 18th?
Oh, let's not do more Fridays.
That's free. Nobody's meeting that.
It's okay with me, but...
This is an alternate, remember, if the 21st doesn't work.
Well, so Bonnie, would you object to the 18th? Friday the
18th?
I know, none of us relish the idea.
Well, it doesn't really matter. If I can't come, I won't come.
Well, no, we should try to have a date that every member can make it, if possible. I mean, it's...
Well, and maybe we should think about a midweek date, because Tuesday and Wednesday, the 15th and 16th, are also not noticed for any committee meetings.
Actually, the 16th is the KPFT local station board meeting. I'm not sure why it's not on there, but... But the 15th might be okay.
Anyone have a problem with Tuesday the 15th?
Yeah, I won't be there on the Tuesday, so.
Okay, then let me put it to you this way, Bonnie.
Monday?
Faced with the choice, no, Monday is the personnel committee. Faced with the choice, since you can't come Tuesday, would you consider coming Friday, the
18th? I have a class on Tuesdays and Fridays right now.
Oh, so it's
so
the same problem with both days.
Yeah, so
okay.
I'm trying to take as few as I can out of it.
I understand.
But that's why I'm saying really don't judge by me.
Right, so both days are bad. All right, well, given that both days are bad for Bonnie, what's the preference of the group here between Tuesday and Friday? My preference is towards Tuesday, because I think... people generally prefer to have Friday to do other things, so would people be willing to submit the preferences for the poll of the committee to be Tuesday the 15th or Monday the 21st?
By the way, is Tuesday the 22nd, is whatever is happening that day necessarily a conflict for some member of this committee, or just...
Yeah, I'm the chair.
It is for me.
Archive.
Okay, so any objection to those two options, Tuesday the 15th and Monday the 21st? Okay, hearing none, I will circulate those and let people know what the outcome is, and, you know, we'll meet on one of those two dates.
Cool.
All right, so moving on. And then keep it, just everyone should write in, or if you haven't already, put in your calendar that we previously agreed to meet on Monday, August 11th. So I would suggest we keep that as a date. All right. Next, let's see. I guess next we go directly to the report from the report categories working group. So, Carolyn, take it away.
How did we get down there so fast?
Because there's no one here from KPFK, and
oh,
we decided to postpone minutes until we have a quorum.
Right, okay. Well, three of us met, Bill Crozier and Leslie Radford and myself. We talked about where to go and looked over some of the options. And I think did I submit a written report to you all?
Right.
I'm trying to do that from memory, which I don't have in front of me. But the upshot was that I sent out the poll asking people to prioritize their first five most important issues. And so far, up to about an hour ago, I think I have 7 responses. So my thought was that these are big issues and time is short. And I'm going to propose that we authorize people to set up work groups depending on their priorities. If we have even two or three people working on one issue and a deadline to come back, and now we have a meeting deadline, either the 16th or the 23rd, that would be helpful, with some hard information on these that other members could look at, that might be helpful. We could work up recommendations on that. And so far the work groups are, let me see what they are. We have the staff list is a big issue. People seem to agree on that. And
membership list.
And the membership list, and I had tied that in, maybe that was a mistake, to the mailing because it was an easier list to clean, but it had to be cleaned before the mailing took place. So the mailing and cleaning all the lists, but the staff list itself means reconciling the bylaws and union work and so on. So that's going to be a little bit stiffer, more difficult to do. And then the other one that seemed to be very popular was hiring an outside firm, as we discussed before we went on the stream. So those three issues at least have enough people in them to form a committee or form a work group. And my second suggestion was that these work groups include anyone who's a member of Pacifica, not necessarily board members, but anyone who is interested in the topic, and that they be kept to a relatively small number so that people could get together and get something done. So I don't know if we need a motion for that or just general agreement for next time, but I think that would be the way to go. There's just too much to do for even getting three people together was very difficult. There seems to be a good deal. So I thought maybe three, four, five work groups working on these major issues. Perhaps Steve could spearhead the work group on the mailing list, and if we had one or two other people to work with him who were interested in that, and then that group may or may not take on the question of cleaning up the membership list also. And then a couple of people to deal with the staff list, and then the outside organization, which we've already had some good ideas on. So those are my suggestions.
Okay, well, thank you for working on this and for that report. And I think, again, let's remember as we go through this that we really should just be making kind of non-substantive decisions here since we don't have the quorum. So I would say questions like whether to open up these committees to non-members is quite a new policy that I don't think we should make tonight. But that certainly does not stop us from starting the working groups tonight with the existing members of the committee. That's totally appropriate. I don't think anyone will second-guess us for doing that. So, all right, so you're as I hear you, you're proposing launching three of them tonight, and that would be one on cleaning the membership list, which I think could be comfortably combined with the question of sending the mailing that Steve has proposed, and he has some new ideas tonight about how to do that. But I think that's one tool for cleaning the list. There's other tools. I think one working group should look at all the tools together. So that would be one working group. Then the question of the staff list, that's a separate group. And then the question of hiring outside either for-profit or non-profit organizations to run the elections or run aspects of the elections.
Mm-hmm.
So as a starting list, not necessarily as the full list, what are people's thoughts on those three working groups to launch those tonight among members of this committee?
It's Phil.
Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea to go ahead and let's go ahead and start. Whoever's interested in whichever ones, let's get started on at least gathering information. We already have some information, but I think some of us are kind of waiting to see to prioritize things. But we're going to be needing, if we're going to consider hiring an outside firm, we need to get information on what's available and what different group companies might be interested in doing and how much it might cost. Steve has some ideas on mailing, cleaning up the membership list and things like that. We need to be maybe gathering other ideas from other people and figuring out procedure. The mailing list, by the way, I think that's something that's it could be started almost immediately. Something would get a decision, and it would help with cutting costs for fundraising mailings and everything too, which the ED and CFO should be real interested in also. So I just suggest who's interested in working on which of these tonight, and let's get started on gathering information if there's no objections.
I have a question.
Yes.
For Steve, Steve, does that seem workable to you to combine those two, the mailing question with the list cleaning and the maintenance of the membership list, the staff list aside?
The first part I didn't get. I don't understand. Can you say that again? Combine what?
Well, there are two issues with the mailing. One is, the mailing process and protocol and so on, the letters. And then the other is the question of the list itself, cleaning it and making sure it's maintained, setting up some protocols to keep it in good condition until the next election and so on. Somewhat separate but somewhat related. Do you feel comfortable combining those one committee?
I don't understand how the first is related to the second. Are you talking about the mailing, the ballot letters themselves? Which letters are you talking about?
Well, your proposal has to do with the mailing and so on. In my list, I sort of combined the cleaning up the membership database before.
The problem we're trying to address is errors in the database, right?
Mm-hmm.
Duplicates and incorrect addresses, things like that.
It has to be done before the mailing. The question is, should one committee do this or two?
Well, it's as I said in my email, it's a simultaneous, it's a two-step process, and Bob mentioned that it's one tool. You'd like to look at others. There is only one way to clean mailing lists, and that's either one or both of the two steps that I outlined. There are no other ways. One of them costs nothing, and we should do it two times a year, relatively nothing. The other one is that we should use the mailing of the ballot itself to make a final cleaning of the list. I explained it all in my email, but I don't think that would have anything to do with any of the other issues you mentioned, Carol. I think it's a separate issue. It's just as you said, it's simply correcting our database. That's the real issue. That caused the most lawsuit action and the most anger on the part of members, the fact that they didn't get their ballots.
Well, but there are problems with the list that the mailing and the deduping will not solve, and they have to do with data entry and fields and making sure that the personnel is doing it correctly. Several stations have all of those problems, so maybe that should be a separate committee.
That's a different issue. That's a different issue. And cleaning the list is not a matter of deduping. It's a matter of correct address. If you have a wrong address, it's not going to get there. And sometimes a digit or a letter is wrong, and the address is not mailable. And it's easily corrected by the post office in their NCOA process and by our own subscription managers by a simple phone call to the member. But the other issue of how the quality or the ability of the subscription manager and what they do is another issue. That's really a political issue. It's not a simple mechanical issue.
Well,
one is controversial, the other is not.
I mean, I would just say that the part that shouldn't be political is something like deduping, which should be a technical process, although it may
Correct.
Be very staff intensive and time consuming, but I think a plan for how and when and who to do that should be offered by this committee, as part of the cleaning process, and no mailing can fix that problem.
Yeah, excuse me, Bob, the deduping is not labor intensive at all. It's a piece of software that costs about $30. You run the list through and it pops up every duplication possibility, and then it's a matter of a few minutes for somebody on staff to make up an intelligent decision about whether it is or isn't a dupe, and then to phone that person to find out. So it's a relatively easy process to go through.
Correct.
Or at least these days.
But it's the phone calls that will run into some amount of time. I'm not saying it's a daunting problem. It's just something that needs to be budgeted for time-wise before
correct.
The election and not left to the last minute as it has been, or sometimes never
absolutely
done in the past. So if you could actually provide the name of that software, that would be helpful, so then we can pass that along early in the game to who's ever the supervisor, and they can, or I guess actually that should go to the membership directors at the five stations so that they can employ
right.
that and and you know, get that task done early.
This is okay. Bill. I have a suggestion that we go through Nicole on all this because.
I'm sorry. Say that again. I didn't hear you.
I think we should go through Nicole on all this, Nicole Sawaya, because the membership people are being directed, I'm sure, all the time by their GMs to do this and that. And if it comes to the chain of command, they're more likely to do it, and it'll be a priority. I'm afraid if we ask for it, it may not get around to it.
No, I'm sorry. Thank you for that good point. I didn't mean literally that this committee would directly talk to membership. That wouldn't be appropriate anyway. No, I was using a shorthand. But, yeah, of course it would go through Nicole and then down to the five levels, you know, the levels.
And what I was going to add is that when we send a note or memo to Nicole, and I guess Lonnie, is point out why we should start this immediately. And it's
right.
Not just for the elections. It will obviously save us money, which the real interested in, you know, anytime they do a mail-out for anything, we don't want to spend postage and printing costs on addresses that are bad or duplicates, for example. And it'll save us headaches come election time, too, and less scrambling to fix or correct the membership lists.
Right.
We might also ask how volunteers might be able to help the membership directors at stations where they find a whole lot of people that need to be telephoned. I'm not sure how they would want us to help or if they would want us to help, but we might offer some help if they want it.
Yeah, well, presumably perhaps they might want to use some of the same people they trust to do the pledge drive, you know, the phone room people or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a matter of local discretion. Discretion. But all right, well, so to me it seems like even though Steve is correct that the deduping is a different process than the mailing, it's kind of related. And so I think the same working group should come up with, and Steve says he already has the answers, which is fine. Then if that group could just write it up in a simple, clear way and the name of the software and any suggestions about how to do the mechanics of, you know, making sure everyone gets called if they are suspected of being or they are believed to be a possible duplication to determine who is and who isn't. All of that process, just put it down on paper. And then we, as Bill suggests, we could forward that report after the committee vets it to Nicole and, you know, could get rolling earlier. So, Steve, would you agree to include that in the charge for your working group?
Yeah, I would agree. By the way, although I said there's inexpensive software, I don't have confidence that at least at our station, I don't know about the others, that our subscription manager would be able to do a good job with it. There are many
Steve,
services.
Please, do not cast aspersions on individual staff people on a stream telephone call, okay? You can talk generally about the network. You don't know if every person is
okay, point taken. There are services that will take our list and dedupe it and scrub it and do whatever has to be done in it for a moderate fee and then send it back to us with a list of flagged duplication possibilities, which we can then follow up by phone call.
Okay, well, if you could gather some price estimates.
I will do that.
Okay, that would be very helpful. All right, so that's going to be one of the groups. So Steve will convene that. Does anyone on this call want to join that particular group about cleaning membership lists?
I'll help Steve if he can use it, if he can use my help.
Okay, always use help.
Thanks.
Okay.
He has a pretty good handle on it, but...
All right, so thanks, Steve and Bill. Then the next one is concerning the staff list. I will be willing to convene that group to look at the categories for paid and unpaid and the, you know, whatever issues that there are about how those definitions are done and how the information is gathered to confirm that. Who else would like to be in that working group?
I do.
Is that Bonnie?
Yes.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay. Well,
no, probably would,
okay.
I'm not sure how much work there will be, but yes, thank you.
All right. Well, we can, you know, obviously these will all remain open to any committee member as it goes along. All right. So far, Bonnie, Carolyn, and myself are staff lists, and then the third one is on whether to hire outside organizations to run the elections. Who would like to work on that working group?
Yeah, I'd like to be on that one.
That's Anthony. Anyone else?
Me too, Bill.
Bill, okay. Which of you two would like to convene it?
I'll be glad for Anthony to do it. if he wants to.
Anthony. Yeah, I'm indifferent as to whether I wear a convener hat or not. So.
Well, it's just, you know, making sure that the first meeting actually happens.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Anthony.
Sure.
All right, so the two of you for now will be the core of that group. And for each of these groups, the key responsibility of the convener is to really put out, since we have so many absent people tonight, put out to the entire committee, not just the others who volunteered tonight, a poll on which times would be good for you to have your first teleconference.
Hmm.
And then you can contact... let's see. Well, you know what? I'll circulate to the list the person on the staff, Pacifica staff, to contact to get a phone line. And you know, although these are not going to be streamed meetings because we can't have every single little working group be streamed, but at least to make sure that there's a conference line available so that you can all talk to each other. Okay. So
who takes care of that?
Well, that's, I think the only question we don't need to resolve on the stream is whether to just use our normal committee phone number.
Mm-hmm.
So let me make a check on that, and then I'll notify the committee by email. Okay, so then actually, you wouldn't, since it's not being streamed, I just remembered, you don't, once we agree on what phone number is available, you don't even have to notify anyone. You just, have it and... And I think these are available on demand, but I'll check on that as well. Anyway, these are procedural points that I'll email. Okay, so we got our three starting groups, and just to refresh everyone on the other groups that have been suggested, the question of reducing costs obviously is a hugely important issue given the crisis the foundation is in. So. I take it there's not anyone on this call tonight who would like to get started that working group, because that, you know, is really, there's going to have to be some dent in the high cost of these elections.
I think, Carolyn here, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
The question, the reducing costs, is sort of connected. I didn't combine these groups, but they're sort of connected. The question of using technology, which means not just moving to electronic voting, although that's part of it, but using the websites and so on to advertise elections, that was all connected. But if we, in fact, go to Internet voting, then that will reduce the cost. But I think every committee should be working on reducing costs. As you pointed out, the mailing, improving the mailing and so on will reduce our costs. So that is sort of a subtext, I think, of all the committees. And I know we listed it as a separate item and an issue, but I don't know if it needs to be a separate committee because it's tied to, ultimately, I think, to the question of electronic voting and using the Internet for candidate statements. But then, again, if we hire an outside company, they will have their own protocol for doing that, for moving us over to electronic voting. So I'm going to suggest that maybe that one doesn't really need a separate committee. It's just that every committee should come back with cost analysis and cost reduction suggestions.
It's Steve Brown here.
Yeah, go ahead.
That issue of cost reduction, the other side of that is revenue generation. And we've shown that if properly done, the ballot mailings can generate revenue often enough to pay for themselves and more if some serious consideration is given to how to construct those mailings. So it's not just cutting costs. It's viewing the ballot procedure as a total package.
Right. Okay. Well, I'd like to make the case that we should have a separate working group, and I think Steve is right. It should be both about cutting costs but also about raising revenue. And the reason is, and I think it could combine this question about Internet voting, and particularly because as a memo Carolyn sent out pointed out, Internet voting is not likely to be implemented all in one fell swoop like in the next election, even if, and this is even assuming all the policy debates are resolved in favor of it, which is, we are way, way far away from getting a consensus on that. But The question, you know, but that's a separate question from whether to just implement something like perhaps making the candidate booklet, the booklet with all the candidate statements, available online or in print on request or, you know, whatever. And we're not here to debate that tonight, but I'm just saying that is certainly a cost-cutting measure that whatever the pros and cons could be considered by a group like this. But my fear of just leaving it to every other group as one of its laundry list tasks is that it'll get lost. And we have too serious a crisis in Pacifica right now to just say, well, let's just tell every working group to keep that on your list. I think it should be a dedicated working group just devoted to thinking of every creative way to either raise revenue or cut costs. Any other opinions on this?
Could that maybe stay within the purview of the whole committee?
Well, my experience is that this kind of detail work doesn't get done very well in a committee format with 16 people, or even with, you know, even if just the quorum is there of 8 people or 9 people. So I think it would get more done if there was an actual working group assigned to it.
I think that the sooner or later we're going to have the technology group working on electronic voting, and then that will come into. So there's a step
I'm
of
sorry,
working.
Which, I'm sorry. Which technology group?
The number three, the technology to help.
I'm suggesting
process.
Collapsing that.
Collapsing that
into this.
Well, I think it should be the other way around. I think the money should be collapsed into that. But I think the electronic voting and so on needs to be dealt with separately, and I think quite independently of just the money question. And a whole lot of issues around that.
Right.
This is Bill.
Yeah, Bill.
Yeah, I mean, having maybe a separate group, it may be obviously overlap, but kind of, you know, stick its nose in, obviously, into all the other committees to make sure that costs aren't forgotten about, and maybe play devil's advocate or whatever's needed to make sure that we are making the most cost-effective use of money on all these different things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with that. I mean, hopefully everybody's already thinking about it, but if we have to spend a little bit of money on one thing, then maybe we'll save more money on something else, and people should be looking at the overall cost. For example, hiring an NES earlier to properly plan and supervise and stuff like that might save us a lot of money later, you know, but I don't know yet. We'll have to do some analysis.
This is Carolyn.
Yeah.
I was a little disappointed to see how low people ranked that issue of the hiring timeline and the notice of election events. I put timelines all in one group, number four. Maybe that put people off, but not too many people seem to think of that as no one picked it in the first, second, or third priority.
Well, Carolyn, can you explain what you mean by election timeline of election event?
I didn't know what it meant.
Oh, well, I meant the ballot, the date of record by which people have to be members, notification. The whole question of notification was very important.
Notification of whom?
The listeners, members, about what they had to do and what was possible. There was nothing on the air in some stations telling people when things would happen, that they could be eligible, that they could run, nothing explaining what they had to do to be candidates or even why they should vote, you know, why they should become members at a certain point. So that I collapsed, because it was all part of the timeline issue, I collapsed that into the same question of the hiring timeline, which is already said, as you pointed out in your email, that there's a timeline for hiring and so on. So just someone responsible for getting the word out of what people have to do when in order to vote or run.
This is Bonnie.
Yeah, Bonnie.
In my case, in filling it out, I guess I didn't quite understand what you meant. But
yeah.
I think it's just that these are all pretty overwhelming topics, and you know, I just took my best shot at what the five were that I thought were the most important. You know, all of this stuff goes hand in hand, I think, with things not being very adequately handled or competently handled. I mean, in our case on KPFA, when we're fundraising, we're constantly using the, you know, $25 makes you a member, and using the date that it becomes valid for the next election. In the case of some of the other information, I remember quite clearly that, particularly in this last election, the packets with information for the stations came so late that it was running a foot race in order to ever get anything on the air properly. A lot of this traced us back to problems that we've had with election supervisors. And, you know, you can't really expect. I just know what it's like from the station side of this, that while everyone is trying to actually run radio stations and do programming, everyone's always a little bit, you know, grimacing because this is all coming at them, and it's so fraught with contention that any move anybody makes has to be really, really carefully guarded before they make it. So I'm just speaking a little honestly here, but it's not so much that, you know, there's a system that's really well oiled and that nobody pays attention to it. It's that there's a lot of, you know, tension around this every time.
Yes, I think this is kind of getting best practices from each station and putting them all together, I think, would help us a lot on that.
By the way, this topic went by a few minutes ago, but I just happened to be looking through the bylaws, or it prompted me to look at the bylaws. Article 1, Section 8 says all voting shall be by written ballot distributed by mail. So it may be pointless to talk about electronic voting. Sounds like we'd need a bylaws amendment to do it.
This is Bill. I think sort of a compromise is quite feasible. For example, that's one reason we need more data, though. We spend a lot of money on printing election information and then mailing it out, for example. And if we, as Bob, I think, mentioned, if we could collect that, put it on the website somewhere, make it easier to update, and just send a postcard out to people, for example, saying, if you don't have Internet access, you know, return this and we'll mail you the packet. And then we could just mail them the postcard plus the ballot, you know, one sheet.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they could mail that back. That's one possibility. I mean, there's ways mm-hmm. we can cut costs, but still, you know, have a paper ballot and
yeah.
whatever else.
We need to look
at all these possibilities.
That sounds good, but it seems like electronic voting per se is not something we should be looking at, because it sounds like we're not allowed to.
We need to propose a bylaws amendment, which might have
oh, right.
to
yeah.
At the same time, we're doing this election.
Yeah, the committee has to decide how to do that. It's inevitable at some point. The question is how we get around that.
Well, do we want somebody, sort of a watchdog person or persons, to make sure, remind us a lot about schedule so that, you know, we don't forget about things that have to happen. Like, I know the hiring the NES is one of the things that's going to have to happen pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, we need to decide, you know, are we going to have one person? Are we going to have a person plus a company or what?
Well, yeah, that's why I think the working group that's looking into whether to hire any kind of outside firm, that's a pretty high priority task to come back with all the options so that we can make a recommendation and then, you know whether we're Pacifica are based on the decision of the PMD, whether Pacifica is going to go that route or just, you know, continue the practice of putting out a job ad and interviewing candidates, et cetera, you know, candidates
yeah.
for the NES. So, yeah, that should happen soon. But as far as the timetable, I would prefer if we could actually have, it doesn't have to be a full-blown working group, it could just be one, two or three people that just talked around a timetable for the hiring, and as Carolyn was pointing out, there's notices that should be going on the air by certain dates and other just kind of date things. I mean, some of them are, of course, set in the bylaws, so that's not a problem, but it's the things that are not that are not required to be by certain dates, or as, for instance, in the new amendment that I passed out, that I emailed out a couple days ago, it does now give the ED formal discretion to hire the NES, I think, I'm trying to remember the wording here, but it must be no later than 90 days before the before the nominations open, which next year, well, for here on out, will be June 1st. So that means the person must be hired by March 1st, but it gives the ED discretion to hire them earlier if they want to. So then that becomes a delicate cost balancing issue, right? Because we have no money, we're laying off people, and yet at the same time it could end up saving money if, the committee may, after studying it, decide that it would actually save money to have the person on duty a month before that or not. You know, I mean, I don't have an opinion on that until we've heard some of the pros and cons, but I think somebody should look into that and whether to recommend hiring the person on March 1st or a month earlier and so forth. So, again, I'd rather not leave that to fall between the cracks.
Part of it may depend on what this committee can do, because I remember one of the problems we had this last election was, and previous ones too, was not having written procedures for a lot of this stuff.
Right.
And local election supervisors didn't have, I think they were promised an election booklet or something, which never materialized. And if we can help produce some of that, that might save time. If not, we're going to have to get an actual elections advisor hired to prepare that sort of thing. So I guess the more progress we can make in the next couple of months, the better off we'll be.
Right. And also, another related question would be the job description for the NES, for this committee to take a look at that and see if we have any suggestions on how to improve it. So I see that as all being part of one working group about a timeline, a job description, a handbook, all of those related tasks.
So, Bob, it's Bonnie.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, maybe we're just struggling here a little bit because there's only five of us.
Right, I think that's the main problem.
I mean, we're going to come to a point here.
Yeah.
Where we're really going to have to throw this to perhaps email to the rest of the committee.
Right.
To tell them what we did so far and look to our next meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I realize that, but I think it's a useful conversation to get to clarify our thoughts so that we, you know, are very pointed in saying these are the tasks that somebody needs to do. We on this call are at our max, so who else can do some of this work?
Yeah, this is Carolyn.
Go ahead.
I would suggest that we, if I write up these notes and maybe get on the phone and try to bring people to these committees even before we meet again, because, as Bonnie said, we're already behind and there's lots to do. I think that would help. And I really think we should not delay too long before we ask people who are not on the committee and maybe on LSBs, maybe not even. I mean, I know several activists who would really like to work on this. They're not on the boards, but they would like to do it. They see the value of it. They're involved. And I think that's kind of important to get people involved in this. There's just too much to do for even if everyone in the committee were here. There's really a lot to do.
Okay.
I agree with this, Bill. I suggest when you send out the minutes or notes, can you just put a little note at the beginning, say, we'd like all the committee members to please indicate which of these subgroups, work groups you'd like to help with.
Yeah.
And they can get started before the next meeting if they're interested.
But yeah, exactly.
As long as they know who the convener is.
Yeah, I think can we agree kind of without objection as an informal motion that if any of these topics we've discussed tonight, if somebody who's not on the call wants to move ahead and convene it, that all they have to do is volunteer, and they have our blessing to, you know, have your first meeting before the committee meets again and see how much progress you can make, even if it's just, you know, two members of the committee, whatever.
Yep.
Go for it. Is there any objection to that? Okay. So Hearing none, then let me just review what the remaining. So we've set up three tonight that people have taken responsibility for. Now, the remaining ones that we're kind of putting out to the rest of the committee are the one I'm suggesting, this kind of combination working group on the timeline, the job description, and a handbook. All for it's basically the NES committee. The NES working group. NES job description, timeline, and handbook. Then, and earlier we said the one about reducing costs and including through the use of technology and raising revenues as well. That would be another working group. And then the others on Carolyn's list were the question of internet voting, the question of the quality of mailings, fair campaign procedures, and then, did someone just join? No? Okay. And then one that has been mentioned by several people, but it wasn't on any formal list, is, and this can wait till a little bit later because it's not as time sensitive, but the process for replacing ballots. Because no matter, you can have the most pristine list, and there will always be people who don't get their ballots, some of whom should have gotten them, and some of whom are just confused about when they subscribed, and actually they didn't subscribe during the eligible period, but still they need to be communicated with promptly, and that process really broke down this year. So we need a group on that, I would say. And then, as I raised at the previous committee meeting, I would like to see us come up with some proposals that could reduce the role of private financing of mailings for elections. So are there any other topics that people think we really need a group on? Because that's a lot as it is, I realize.
This is Carolyn?
Yes.
I'm sorry to say I disconnected myself twice, and I missed the last 3 minutes. So if you listed anything other than the...
Excuse me.
If you listed anything other than the list that were on that list, could you please send it to me?
Sure.
Make you repeat it now. I'm sorry.
I will do that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyone else? We're about to wrap up. Does anyone else have any other suggested working groups or any other comments before we go?
I'm sure that things may occur to us as we go here.
Right.
Some of these overlap. The one of the things we talked about, I believe, was back in March, was the need for written procedures. The process for replacing ballots may end up being part of that. We need procedures for the NES as well as for the LES. And there's just a lot of things involving getting candidates, checking their applications, publicizing the information, getting it on the websites, handling challenges, obviously processing ballots. There's a lot of things that sometimes people are accused of making up procedures on the spot that might benefit mm-hmm. one candidate or the other. And if we can mm-hmm. foresee as many of those as possible and come up with it in writing, then it'll. I think that's another. It may reduce some more possible lawsuits and produce more fairness.
This is Carolyn.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's a ton of stuff, and what Bill is talking about, all the election supervisors listed all of these needs, and whoever has, whichever committee people are on, I would suggest going back to and combing through all of the supervisors' reports, local and national, since 2006, and just culling whatever you need as a list of items to work on, because Bill's list is long and partial. There's a lot more problems, and I think that we need to see what the supervisors found difficult. There's actually a manual written by Kenny Mostern. I think I forget how old it is, but it's pretty old for the supervisors, and so that would be a starting place. So there's stuff in there. There's a lot.
Yeah.
Of stuff
question about that, Carolyn. Do you know where that is available?
I don't think I put it in the elections list. Oh, the other thing I'd asked permission for was to reorganize the list of the file section of our own list. It's kind of messy. I had set it up originally, and then things just kept getting added, and things are not in folders. So I will find that. I know I just came across it today. I've got it somewhere. but it was Kenny Mostyn's. I don't know if it's in that file section or not, because I can't find everything there. But I will find it and send a note to the list when I do.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. So,
are there any objections, by the way, to my doing some straightening out in there, just a little housekeeping?
Sounds fine.
Thank you.
Okay. And by the way, I just wanted to put in a little point. When I brought up the replacement ballot process, I agree, Bill, with your point that some of that could be handled by procedures, that, you know, there should be a larger list of all the procedures for processing the election. But some of it is a personnel question. I had raised this with when I was on the PNB last year. I raised a specific issue with Casey Peters in public about the fact that, look, I know the preceding year, part of the problem was that the NES did not have a paid assistant at the moment when the greatest influx of requests for replacement ballots came in, and so the NES was swamped, and that's one of the reasons people didn't get their replacement ballots. And so this year, how many hours per week, you know, or what would you need in the way of a staff assistant to do that? And so anyway, based on that interchange, there was actually, I think the ED just directly made available some funds for an assistant, and you know that helped somewhat. But as we all know, this year clearly did not help solve the magnitude of the problem. So we might want to look at that part of the question, which is the staffing pattern around replacement ballots.
Right, that's fine.
All right, I think we've done a lot of work tonight. Is there anything else that needs to be said before we adjourn?
We sort of segued from Carolyn's report into discussion, but did Carolyn have anything to wrap up her report with?
Not really. I do see the task force in Rob's motion coming up as overlapping this a great deal, and I'm wondering if that task force is really necessary or if we can't do much of what is suggested in there ourselves. So maybe next time we can consider that very carefully, because that was written some time ago, and we hadn't organized these work groups yet. So maybe we can look at that again. I just find intergroup task forces to be very problematic. They don't meet, they overlap, people are busy. So perhaps we could all take a closer look at that before we meet next time.
Well, I think that makes sense. I would also point out that the one concept that was, I know, when he motivated this before the board, that made sense to me was, aside from whether we have a task force, but is just the idea of getting some outside independent people into the discussion who have experience running elections, who can just advise us on how to solve some of the problems. And I think that could be healthy, and maybe we could apply that simply by inviting them to be on the relevant task force or working group. So people can think about, and some of them may end up being some of the same organizations that
right.
we would consider to hire, not the for-profits, of course, that wouldn't be appropriate, but for some of the non-profits. Or actually, I guess the for-profit could be appropriate as long as they're not on the group to advise us on whether to hire a firm. But if they were just on some of the mechanical groups, and if they're willing to do it without any pay, it seemed to me that would be a reasonable thing to invite them to provide their expertise.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just something to think about. Obviously, we don't have the authority to do that tonight, but maybe at the next meeting we can decide on that. And the same group that's amassing the list of potential hirees to do this job could be invited to be on other task forces, or at least think about that possibility.
Well, I do want to point out, though, that work groups have always been used partially as a way of bringing in people who are not on the committee in question as experts. So that would certainly, you know, fit right into a work group structure.
Right.
Having experts in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, this is Bill. I mean, some of the people I'd like to get in are our previous LESs. You know, the last two at KPFT have already expressed interest in helping. The KPFK Elections Working Group, whoever's available, they may not take an active part, some of them, but we could sure use their expertise and assistance and advice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by all means. No, I think wherever anyone's generous enough to donate their time, you know, if they have that kind of expertise, then, yeah, we should take advantage of that.
And I would suggest, regarding the problems of getting people together for conference calls, if the working groups have trouble, I just encourage you to do it by email, especially if it's not going to be streamed, the subgroup.
Right.
And or use both, you know, conference call and emails. And emailing may make it easier for them to compile a report anyway for the rest
Thank
of the committee.
Right. Now, that's a good suggestion. And related to that could be sort of the hybrid, which is if you have three people and two of them can do a date, but the third just doesn't fit into the other two, then the two could you know, meet, and the third could have input by email. I mean, that's obviously not preferable. There should be an effort to include the third person, but
right.
if the alternative is not to have anything to report back by the committee's meeting, then I think it would be better to at least have two meet, so, or whatever the numbers are, three out of four, et cetera.
Yes.
Is everybody happy if I say that people should report back maybe in 2 weeks before the meeting, at least online?
Well, we need to get a date set.
Yeah, well, what we agreed earlier was we're going to poll on, in fact, I'll send this out tonight as to whether to meet on July 15th or 21st.
Mm-hmm.
So we're definitely going to have a meeting on one of those two dates.
All right, so the 15th would be the target date.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I got to go.
Okay, well, I think we're done, actually.
All right, thank
so
you.
Thanks, everyone,
thank
for
you.
Your ideas, and we'll convene again on the 15th or the 21st.
Thank you, Bob.
Bye-bye.
All right, good
thanks,
night.
Bob.